I understand now that the French horn, the French antenna, is starting to track the satellite, and it should not be very long before they are in complete auto track and capable of receiving our signal.
Are you seeing anything right now on those monitors we noticed a moment ago up above your head?
Yes, we have three monitors actually.
Well, now, all we can see, as this is relayed back to us, on those monitors, the two on the left, are square windows of light. Is there something in there we can't see?
I have just received word, Mr. Cronkite, that the French are ready, and the program can now start.
Eurovision. Eurovision, we're now putting up our Statue of Liberty in New York Harbor on the left side of our monitor. If you'll please put up your Eiffel Tower in Paris next to it. We're going to wait for your signal. If that's been completed, we'll go on that signal.
Hello, Walter Cronkite. Hello, United States. On my television screen here in Brussels, they are both together. It's clear. So go, America, go. Go, America, go.
Good evening, Europe. This is the North American Continent Live via AT&T Telstar, July 23rd, 1962, 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time in the East. The New York skyline on the Atlantic Ocean. On the west, 3,000 miles away, San Francisco. 12 noon at the Golden Gate Bridge between these two oceans. 180 million Americans have begun another week. We'll visit with some of them in a moment. Washington and the Kremlin are now no farther apart than the speed of light, at least technically. But what goes on in the United Nations building in New York can be seen in Belgrade and in Paris and in Bonn. We in television are convinced that the ability to portray immediacy, to realize what's new, what's going on, is the true significance of this new communications bridge. These first 18 minutes will attempt to show you a few of the things that are going on right now on the North American continent. I'm Walter Cronkite.